Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of our program. Great to have you here at the midweek. We have been in a series called The Power of Proclamation with Derek Prince, and I hope you haven't missed one second of it. If you have, you can log on to the website, as I'm sure you've heard, at derekprince.org, and just soak in these teachings as much as possible. You know, there is a sort of legalistic, ritualistic way to approach the Bible. It's as though it's a duty. It's as though it's just the letters on the page that communicate information that we're supposed to put into our minds. But Jesus said, "The words I've given you are spirit and they are life." Hebrews tells us that the Word of God is living and active. It means that the Scriptures are different from Shakespeare, different from Clancy, different from McCullough. They're not just communicating information. They carry spirit. They carry life. And the Bible tells us, and this is what Derek is teaching us today, that as we speak those words, as we speak them out with an intention of seeing them become a reality, that they actually can change our life and our circumstances. This certainly was Derek's experience. It's been the experience of millions of believers, and I'm delighted that Derek is bringing this home to us here today. Now, later in our program together, we're going to be having some time with some great friends here in the studio, but right now, let's get right to the Word of God. Grab your Bible and something to take notes with, and let's listen as Derek compares the Bible to the rod that was in Moses' hands and teaches us how to wield it to the glory of God.
I have to say that most of us today in the contemporary church have got to change our attitude towards God's Word. We need to show a reverence, an awe, and a fear. And it won't be effective in our lives in the way that I'm speaking about until we've learned to reverence the Word of God. Now, that's trembling at the Word. That's the first thing that happened to Moses. He suddenly realized the power that was in his rod, and he ran from it. He was overawed. The second thing that he did was to take hold of the rod. By faith, he gripped it, became a rod again in his hand. So when we've trembled, then we need to take hold of God's Word. We need to take a firm grasp on the Word of God. And there's a scripture near the end of the book of Psalms, which to me is really impressive. Psalm 149, the last few verses. Psalm 149, beginning at verse 5. "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds." The saints, I believe, is all true dedicated believers. The word saint, Hebrew word hasid. How many of you have heard of Hasidic Judaism? Very ultra-Orthodox. It means somebody who trembles at the Word of God, who's totally committed to it. "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints." It's an amazing series of statements. If you can identify yourself as belonging to the saints, it says that we have to have the two-edged sword, which is the Word of God, in our hands, the high praises of God in our mouth, and with it, we can execute vengeance on the nations, punishment on the peoples. Are you seeing yourself in this scenario? Do you realize that this is something God has for you? "To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron." I do believe that means, in part, the satanic principalities that rule the nations, but not exclusively. And then it says in the closing verse, "to execute on the nations the judgment written." And it says, "this honor," or "this privilege, have all his saints." Have you ever pondered on that? God has given us the privilege of executing judgment on the nations. You see, the prayer life of many of us would be different if we began to see ourselves in that light. Now it says to execute the judgment written, or the written judgment. Where is the judgment written? Where do we find the written judgment? That's right, hold it up. That's right, it's in here. We are not the ones to make the judgments. God has made the judgments. But we have the privilege of executing the judgments on the nations, on their rulers. In other words, we have a unique and decisive part to play in history. See how important this is. And how, I'd have to say, how far away many, many Christians are from even beginning to understand all that God has made available to us and all that God expects from us. But I want to emphasize, we don't make the judgments. We find the judgments in the written word of God, but we execute them. How do we execute God's judgments? By what one word? Proclaiming. That's right. We release the judgments of God that are already written in the scripture. We proclaim them. We are the heralds. We stand in the marketplace of the world and we say, Oye, Oye, and then we announce the decree of God. Now, I think I'm going to try to be very practical and down to earth. We come to the next stage. After he'd grasped the rod, what did he do next? When he got back to Egypt, he stretched it out. He exercised the authority that was in the rod. Now, I want to suggest to you that we need to do the same. We need to take the written word of God and we need to stretch it out in any situation where the authority of God is needed. And one of the ways, I'm not saying it's the only way, but I think in many ways the most effective way to release the authority of God into a situation is by proclaiming in faith and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because remember, the word must go with the breath. But when the word two go together, when the breath of God, the Spirit of God, propels the word of God out of our mouths, we can release it into a situation and it has all the authority of Almighty God in that situation. See, God didn't step down off the throne, take the rod out of Moses' hand and say, Moses, I'll do it. That's what most of us think, I think, expect to happen. God says, you've got the rod, you do it. But it is called the rod of God in the book of Exodus. It was God's rod, but Moses held it. Moses stretched it out. Moses and Aaron together. It didn't make any difference whether it was Moses or Aaron. It was the rod that did the job.
If you know the story of Moses, then you know that the rod in his hand was a sign of security. It was a sign of overcoming his fears about his own inadequacies. It was a sign of authority, and God used it to do great miracles. That's what the Word of God is in our lives. It gives us security. It gives us power, and it allows us to exercise authority over the circumstances of our lives. More to come, including some wonderful guests here in the studio with me, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives. And now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, Call 888-737-0771 or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me here today. We're learning about the power of proclamation. It's a series of teachings that Derek did years ago that has had tremendous impact on the body of Christ. We're privileged to hear it today. And he's just about to tell us about one of the great episodes of his life when his own wife was battling illness and they broke through the power of proclamation. Let's listen.
Now, I think I'm going to try to be very practical and down to earth. We come to the next stage. After he'd grasped the rod, what did he do next? When he got back to Egypt, he stretched it out. He exercised the authority that was in the rod. Now, I want to suggest to you that we need to do the same. We need to take the written word of God and we need to stretch it out in any situation where the authority of God is needed. And one of the ways, I'm not saying it's the only way, but I think in many ways the most effective way to release the authority of God into a situation is by proclaiming in faith and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because remember, the word must go with the breath. But when the word two go together, when the breath of God, the Spirit of God, propels the word of God out of our mouths, we can release it into a situation and it has all the authority of Almighty God in that situation. See, God didn't step down off the throne, take the rod out of Moses' hand and say, Moses, I'll do it. That's what most of us think, I think, expect to happen. God says, you've got the rod, you do it. But it is called the rod of God in the book of Exodus. It was God's rod, but Moses held it. Moses stretched it out. Moses and Aaron together. It didn't make any difference whether it was Moses or Aaron. It was the rod that did the job. So I'm going to take now a whole number of potential situations, beginning with those that are purely personal and going on to those that are national and international. And I'm simply going to show you different ways that we can stretch out the rod. Now, I'm going to ask Ruth to come again, stand beside me. And all the proclamations that we are going to make now are proclamations that we regularly make in our personal devotions. I tell you, our personal devotions are not always quiet times. Sometimes we shout. After all, to proclaim is to shout out. I don't say there's more power in shouting, it just depends how the Holy Spirit prompts you. We probably have somewhere between 100 and 200 proclamations that we make regularly. And when Ruth was fighting for her life, this was our number one weapon. And we would do it, some of these proclamations we have made thousands of times. You see, if you've got a lot of negative thinking in your background, and a lot of negative influences, just saying it once doesn't change much. Maybe you've got to go on saying it until you think it, until when any situation arises, that's the way you react. Now, I am British by background, as most of you know, and I tell my British people, so I'm not afraid to say it to Americans, British people tend to be extremely negative. They're pessimists by nature, and I was a pessimist of the pessimists. God has been gradually revolutionizing me. It's taken him a long while. But one of my strange mental habits, I think it must go back to childhood. When I'm in a situation, I automatically begin to think of all the trouble that could happen, all the problems that could arise. If I get in a car to drive, I think, now if there was an accident, etc., etc. Maybe some of you had the same problem. And I've been using the weapon of the word many different ways, but there's a scripture I can't give you the exact reference. It's in Jeremiah 29, and the Lord is speaking to Israel, and he says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil. Another translation says, plans of prosperity and not of calamity, to give you a future and a hope. So every time I find myself beginning to entertain some negative picture of some disaster, I say, Lord, I thank you that I know the plans you have for me. Plans of good and not of evil. plans of prosperity and not of calamity, to give me a future and a hope. And I may have to say it several times. But at the end of that, the negative has been dissipated, and I have a strong, confident, positive attitude. And Ruth, I don't think has learned this one, have you?
No.
So I'll say it. I mean, it's not one of our repertoire, but it probably will be. But anyhow, the Lord says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans of good and not of evil. Plans of prosperity and not of calamity. To give you a future and a hope. You start to say that every time you step into your car. You're going to have a good journey. You're going to accomplish the things that you set out to do. Your attitude makes a lot of difference. It makes a difference to the way people treat you. You walk into a store and you walk in with that positive attitude and they'll do something for you. If you walk in expecting trouble or bad service or discourtesy, and that's probably what you'll get. Okay, that's just by the way, but as I say to people, there's no extra charge for that.
You know, I can hear some young Christians perhaps saying, I want to proclaim the word, but I don't know what to proclaim. There's a couple things you can do. You can contact an older believer who can tell you some great scriptures for your circumstances. You can use the index in your Bible to look up some scriptures topically. You can use a concordance. And there are wonderful resources online for searching the scriptures for using a concordance. Find the scriptures that are relevant to your circumstances. Proclaim them and watch your life be changed. Some great friends joining me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives. And now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, very thankful that you're with me today. And joining me in the studio are two gentlemen who are going to help us really dive into this teaching and understand some things, not only about what Derek is teaching, but also about Derek Prince Ministries. First of all, Dick Leggett, president of Derek Prince Ministries, and love having you, Dick.
Hey, Stephen, good to see you.
And David Holland. David Holland is one of the producers of this show and a good friend, always brings some great perspective and content. Dave, it's great to have you here.
Hi, thanks. Hi, guys.
Hey.
You know, as we've been listening to Derek talk about this business of proclamation, I was very moved by his statement that as a British man, he recognized there were certain cultural aspects of the way he functioned, a negativism, an expectation of evil. And proclamation actually helped him shift, so to speak, or actually shifted in him this negative, dour, he calls it British, orientation, expectation of evil, sense of doom, some might call it. And if proclamation is that powerful that it can actually change the way we've been enculturated, it really is a tool we need to master.
Well, you know, not only did he shift from that kind of a mindset, but one of the things that I admired most about Derek was that he was a worshiper. I mean, he was, when he decided to get it on and worship, he was serious business. And it really ties in with that scripture that he's talking about in this series, where he's talking about Psalm 149, you know, with the high praises, which I think really that would qualify as worship.
Yeah.
But with the high praises of God in my mouth and a two-edged sword in my hand, you know, I will bind kings with chains and nobles with fetters. I mean, that is active warfare that is taking place through proclamation, through warfare,
yeah,
and through basically, you know, worship.
The verse that you just cited reminds me of Psalm 144, the first verse, which says, "Blessed be the Lord our God, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle."
Yeah,
there are those psalms that are very militant and very assertive, and you know, there's something very much very real about the power of proclamation to be assertive, to push back darkness, and to change it. It changes the atmosphere in our own souls at the same time, as Stephen was referring to with Derek.
Yeah, you know, the Lord has had me in a time where I've just really focused on taking initiative, pursuing, you know, being bold, taking action. And, you know, not to harp on this too much, but I feel like this is a time, this is an age, this is a season when we need to be taking action. And one thing that relates to, if I can just be so bold to say it, is that for Derek Prince Ministries, we're really taking some action right now. The Lord has led us to take some initiatives that are really a little bit edgy. And I love it. I mean, I'm so glad that we're doing this. But of course, whenever you do that, it requires, you know, the resources to accomplish it. And thank God, I want to say to all who are listening, you all have been so faithful to supply the resources for us to do this. But I'm sensing as we're talking that maybe this is a challenge for you today to take some action. And one of the ways that you can do that is by being bold in your financial steps that you're taking. So I just encourage you, you know, we don't usually do this, but I just encourage you, if you're sensing that you need to take a step and take a bold step, by all means, we welcome it and get in touch with us, and we'll partner with you on it.
It really is something anyone can do. A person can be sitting there saying, "How in the world can I be involved in pushing back darkness in a large scale way?" Well, in being involved with a ministry like Derek Prince Ministries is precisely a way that can be done. If you are feeling an impression right now at all to be involved in this pushing back of the darkness that Derek Prince Ministries is doing all over the world right now, we would certainly welcome that, and we encourage it. It's a very simple, easy thing to do. All you have to do is go online at derekprince.org. It's very easy to share a gift there. Also, you can call us and share a gift over the telephone. The number is 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. And when you get involved in this way, you are a part of the proclamation that Derek Prince is doing all over the world.
Yeah, that's right.
And you share in the rewards. And there's treasure in heaven.
You know, this Derek Prince Legacy Radio is such a wonderful and radical idea, and we're just beginning to move it into some of the cities in the nation. We're in New York, we're in Houston, we're all over the country, but there's so much more to do, and I'm pretty excited about it. I want to see this program blanket the country, move into other countries, maybe even, who knows, down the road, other languages and what have you. I really believe that this is fertile soil, and that those who want to partner with us will be making a good investment and a good, safe, clean, effective operation.
Well, Stephen, I just appreciate what you're saying, and I want to say that, again, this is not about promoting Derek Prince, and he would be the first one to say that. This is not about me. What this is we're trying to basically put the Word of God in the hands of people in the way that we're describing here, in a very aggressive way, so that you can wage warfare for yourself, but also for the sake of the kingdom of God.
Well, I'm proud of what you're doing. Guys, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Thursday as the legacy continues.
To receive Derek's book, "Does Your Tongue Need Healing?" and his special audio CD, "Defeat of Satan," for your gift of $15 or more, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. 800-448-3261.
That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can give your support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.